All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me.
And that was Buddy Holly and the Crickets performing Oh Boy live on the Ed Sullivan Show. We play that today because in 1959, Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson died in a tragic plane crash in Iowa. Folk rock songwriter Don McLean referred to this as the day the music died in his hit song, American Pie. And this is the anniversary of two very important constitutional amendments. Both of them seem to still be at the heart of the battleground for how we describe, believe in, and see our democracy. It's the 145th anniversary of the ratification of the 15th Amendment that guaranteed voting rights to all Americans regardless of race. American men, that is to be clear. It stated no state shall have the right to deny or abridge the right to vote on account of race, color, or previous servitude. 5 years after the Civil War ended, the 15th Amendment came law. Reconstruction was being dismantled, and the newly enfranchised African Americans were fighting to maintain their freedom and a semblance of power in the face of Confederate resurgence. And it's the 90th anniversary of the ratification of the 16th Amendment, authorizing the collection of income taxes. A tax which did not have to be shared among the states, but went to the federal government. It was passed at a time when Republicans represented progressive government, thinking that there was a federal responsibility to address the needs of all citizens and take on the robber barons, yesterday's 1%. Today, we are still at war over guaranteeing the right to vote and over whether and how much we should be paying taxes. Today, in 1917, the United States broke relations with Germany and prepared to enter World War I. 2 years later on this day, then-President Woodrow Wilson took his place at the head of the committee to start the League of Nations, which was the precursor to the United Nations. The League of Nations was about to divide up the spoils of the war for the West to control Africa and the Middle East, and end all wars between European nations through cooperation on sharing the resources of the world. Do you know the name Percival Prattis? In 1947, Percival Prattis became the first African-American journalist to be allowed to sit in the press galleries of the United States Congress. He was a veteran of World War I. He began writing as soon as he returned home. He became editor of the Chicago Defender, where he built a circulation of 100,000 readers, creating sensational photographs and graphics depicting lynchings and oppression of black Americans, until he moved to become editor of the Associated Negro Press. There he wrote stories for black newspapers across the country, and he went on to become editor of the Pittsburgh Courier. He went to Ethiopia to interview Haile Selassie, and became one of the leading lights of journalism, covering the battles for civil rights and African independence. And speaking of independence, this was the day the British Prime Minister, Harold Macmillan, gave his Wind of Change speech in 1960, acknowledging that the days of colonial rule in Africa were on the wane and African consciousness was rising. Just a year later, cotton workers in Angola went on strike. It escalated and white bosses were attacked. Pitched battles arose and the Portuguese, who controlled Angola, bombed them, killing thousands. This day is seen as the opening of the Angolan War of Liberation against the Portuguese and is celebrated as Liberation Day in Angola. And here's a song for us to think about on this February the 3rd. We celebrate the birthday of an American blues, soul, and funk musician who was born today in Houston, Texas in 1935. The artist was inspired by the music of T-Bone Walker and Clarence Gatemouth Brown and taught himself guitar at the young age, maybe 5 years old, some say. He was known for his over-the-top personality on stage and inspired many of the great guitarists that came after him. I'm talking about Johnny Guitar Watson. And we're hearing his song, A Real Mother for You.
Be a damn fat cheaper, just a good. Started riding the bike. Listen. They're making milk out of powder.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
It's gone up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents' line.